Maseches Kedushin, Daf Gimel, two lines from the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara went in great detail into the lashon of the Mishnah that stated Ha'isha Niklas B'Shalosh Drachim V'Koines Atzma B'Shtei Drachim, and the Gemara discussed why Mishnah uses the term Shalosh Drachim instead of the more standard lashon of Shleisha Dvarim, and the Gemara answered either because the pasuk in Mishlei states regarding Bia V'Derech Keva Ba'alma Kein Derech Ishim and Efes, and since Kesev and Shtar is also Tzerech Bia, so the Mishnah used the lashon Derech, or based on Rav Shimon who said that the derech of a man to find his wife, and that is why the Torah states ki kachishisha and not ki silachach ishlish, and that is why the Mishnah used the term of shalosh drachim instead of shleish dvarim. And our Gemara continues v'hada tnan esrik shavol ilam begimel drachim listei dvarim, that the Mishnah Maseches Bikurim teaches us that an esrik is similar to an ilan b'shalosh drachim, and as Rashi explains that when determining if the fruits of a tree are chayiv and arlo and neter vayi, or if they are subject to the dinam of shmita, we look at the time of chanata or the blossoming of the fruits, and we don't make these determinations based on when the fruit is picked off of the tree, which is the way we would determine the halachas by irakos, as by irakos we are hilchach lekita. And our Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah Maseches Bikurim use the term of shalosh drachim and doesn't use the more standard lashon of shleisha dvarim? And the Gemara answers, mishum debayi lemisi sefer, that this is because in the sefer of the Mishnah we had to say liyarek b'derech echad, and that is the reason why we use the term derech in the resha as well. And Rashi explains that although b'negei arlo revayi as well as shmita, the dinim of an esrog tree are the same as the ilan, however determining the proper year in regard to taking off maisa, we follow the din of irakos that b'shasli k'tasei isurai, and an esrog does not have a din like a standard ilan, which is based on chanata, and we would determine which maisas have to be taken off for specific esrogim based on when they're picked off of the tree. And as we know, the first, second, fifth, and sixth years of a Shemitah cycle, one has to give maisa rishon and maisa sheni, while in the third and sixth year of every Shemitah cycle, you have to take off maisa rishon and maisa ani, and not maisa sheni. And therefore, if an esrog blossomed in year number 2, but was only picked in year number 3, you would be chayv to take off maisa rishon and maisa ani, and not maisa sheni. The determining factor is like a yerek, and is based on shasli kutasai, and not like a regular tree, which is based on chanata. And the Gemara continues and is sefer nami nisni davar. While it's true that we have a resha in the sefer in the Mishnah Maseches Bikurim, and the resha states esrog shavul ilam begimel drachim, and the sefer states liyerek b'derech echad, and we want to make sure that the symmetry between the resha and the sefer, but let the resha and the sefer both use the lashon davar, and it could have said esrog shavul ilam b'shleisha dvarim uliyerek b'davar echad, and there would still be symmetry between the resha and the sefer. And we continue on daf gimel amud aleph, and the Gemara explains hasam hakamashplan, that in the Mishnah Maseches Bikurim the Mishnah is trying to teach us the chiddush the darker the esrog kiyerek, that the way of an esrog is similar to a vegetable, and that is why at least b'negei ma'isrois we actually determine the year of this esrog based on picking the esrog off the tree and not based on a regular tree, as it has certain similarities to vegetables. And what is that similarity? That my yerek dakuli gadol kolmayim uvishasli kitasi yisurei, just like the standard for vegetables is that you have to irrigate the field, and it's not enough to rely on rainwater. As we'll see in a moment, based on Rashi, that is actually the reason why b'negei maisos, the determining factor as to which maisos to take off b'negei irakos, is based on when you're going to pick that actual vegetable, and therefore that's exactly the same determining factor of b'negei and esrog. And as the Gemara says, af esrog also b'negei an esrog dakeli gadol kolmayim, since an esrog tree has to use irrigation and can't rely on rainwater, and therefore the same did applies as it applies b'negei or regular rakais, that b'shasli katasa isurai, that at the time that you pick the esrog off of the tree, that will be the determining factor as to which maisus you'll take off of this esrog. Either it'll be a year 1 or year 2 esrog, and you'll take off maisa rishon and maisa sheni, or if you pick the esrog in year 3, then it'll be a year 3 esrog, and therefore you'll take off maisa rishon and maisa ani, and not maisa sheni. And this last teretz of the Gemara is actually really explaining the original teretz, as the Gemara wanted to say mishum mina misnei sefer uliyarek b'derech echad, and the Gemara is sefer nami nisnei davar, and the Gemara is answering that in the sefer we have to say the lashon derech, because the whole reason and the determining factor why b'negei esrog we follow yarek b'negei maisos is based on the similarity between an esrog tree and yarekos, because they're both grown using irrigation and not based on rainwater. And therefore we see that the proper lashon in the sefer is to use the Lashon Derech, and once we said the Lashon Derech in the Sefer, therefore in the Resha, based on using a symmetrical Lashon, we also use the Lashon Derech, and that's why the Mishnah states, Esrog Shavul Ilan B'Shleisha Drachim. And let us learn Rashi Diba Maslam Pateisha Dakar Ligodal Kol Mayim at the top of Daf Gimel Malav, and Rashi states, Shemashkin Isa B'Mayim Sh'uvin Kiyarek, that an Esrog tree needs to be irrigated similar to vegetables, the Hainu Taima Diyarek. This is the reason why Maisa Fiyarek is taking off based on picking the Yerakais, Kedam Rashana, as we learn in Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Daf daf yudalid gurin v'yekav k'siv gabi ma'isa k'dogim min ha'gurin ma'gurin v'yekav yuchadin shekdeil al-roi mayim d'hainu g'shamim, that there is a comparison between gurin and yekav, and both of them are grown using rainwater and not based on irrigation. Therefore, misasun achri hashana sh'avra, so then they'll actually take off the ma'isas based on when they grew and not when they are picked. K'dam rashana, as the Gemara says in Rashana daf yud beis, that's lina basal shana shaviyu shlishba, that you go based on the year that already grew a third, v'lo yachli k'tosin, not based on when they're picked. And we are filan mekray, and we actually learned this from Sukkim. So af kol shekdein al rei mayim dahani lonis b'sasul neshava, and therefore when determining the din of ma'isa, so b'negei all trees, since they share characteristics with the din of Gurin and Yekev, and since they grow using rainwater and not by irrigation, therefore the din is that the ma'isas will also be determined based on chanota and based on when they have viu shlish, or based on when they blossom, and not based on when they're picked off the tree. And Rashi points out that even though the only dinim of ma'isa deraisa is only by grains as well as grapes and oil, and it's not relevant to any other trees. However, Rashi explains, "Va'afagav the ma'isa d'hud rabbanon hu as bechino akray." Even though it's true that all ma'isas b'negei lanis are only a din rabbanon, still rabbanon was seimecha akra. Since by Gurin and Yekev you go basal shavar, and based on when they actually blossomed and when they are viu shlish, therefore the same din applies by other lanis that share its characteristics. However, yatsi rakish shekdeil al kol mayim and misastul shana ba. However, since you rakish actually grow through irrigation, therefore they don't share the same characteristics of Gurin and Yekev, and therefore in determining in which year you should take off ma'isas for it, you go based on lakita and based off when these yurakas are picked off the ground or when an esrog is picked off the tree. And before we continue with the next gemara, let's just point out that the gemara will discuss an animal called a kvi, and there is machlekes tanaim and mesechtes chulin if a kvi is a berry b'fnei atzmai or if it's a mixed breed that is from a tayosh and a tzvi. And in either case, there is a suffix if this animal called a kvi is considered a chaya or if it's considered a behema. And therefore, regarding all dinim, we need to go to chumra. And as we will see, because there is a tzad that is a chaya, there is a requirement to do kisei adam, and because there is a tzad that is a behema, so its chelav would be also just like the chelav of a behema. And since it's either a chaya or behema, there is a requirement to do shchita. And finally, it is also to mate this kvi with both another chaya or another behema, as it could be you will be over on the issa of klai behema if mating it with the wrong species. And our gemara now continues. B'hod etnan lemaisa the mishnah mesechs bikurim, we stated kvi yesh beidrachim shav l'chaya, that a kvi in some ways is similar to a chaya. And as we said, that's a requirement for kisei adam. V'yesh beidrachim shav l'behema, in some ways it's similar to behema, and is an issa to eat its chelav. V'yesh beidrachim shav l'chaya v'lehema, and is a requirement of a shchita just like a chaya and a behema. V'yesh beidrachim she'ina shav l'chaya v'lehema, and since it can't be determined if it's a chaya or behema, therefore it's also b'avo in behema v'chaya is an issa to mate this kvi with any other chaya or any other behema. And once again, the gemara asks, why did the mishnah use the terminology of drachim? If l'chayr nisnei dvarim, we should use the more standard lashon of dvarim. And the gemara continues v'su, and I'll ask you another question. Hadithnan, we have a mishnah in Masechtas Gittin that states, zu achas min hadrachim sheshavu gittin nashim l'shichur avanim. This is one of the ways that gittin nashim are similar to ishtas shichur of an evaknani. Nisnei dvarim, once again, why does the mishnah over there use the lashon of derech? If l'chayr we should use a more standard lashon of dvarim. And Rashi brings the mishnah in Masechtas Gittin, b'negei zu achas min hadrachim, as Rashi brings, shamei v'get oy shichur medinas yom. Someone is a shliach la'ilacha for get isha or get shichra from Medinas Yom, tzarech shiyem b'fshani nechta b'fshani nechtam. And this is of course a mishnah in Parakama de Gittin, and of course this is a very nice hemshach between Masechtas Gittin and Masechtas Kedushin. On these two mishnayos, the Gemara can't use any of the previous ideas that we brought previously b'negei to other mishnayos, and therefore at this point the Gemara is stuck and wants to understand when is it that we use the lashon derech and when is it that we use the lashon dvarim. And therefore the Gemara comes up with a new yisoid, and the Gemara explains, al kol hichad ikka plukta tanin drachim. Any time when a mishnah is discussing something where there's going to be a differential between two different ideas, the proper lashon to use is drachim, v'chol hichad ikka plukta tanin dvarim. And in any case where there is no differential between two different ideas, then the mishnah would state the lashon dvarim. And Rashi explains, the ikka plukta chiluk bedrachav, as Rashi says, b'derech zu hu doy melekan, that in this way it is similar to the following. However, b'derech zu ain't a doyma, and the following way it is not similar. Kagoy masisin, and for example, in our mishnah where the mishnah stated isha niknas b'shlolish drachim, and we said that refers to kesef shtar and bia, and since it's only with kesef shtar and bia that you could do kedushin. However, it's lemuute chuppah d'loykanya, that chuppah does not work, and therefore the lashon of derech makes sense in our mishnah. Similarly, in the mishnah masechtas zavin, which states b'shivah drachim b'itnas hazav, it makes sense to say the lashon derech, since it's true that there are seven ways to be b'itnas hazav, but it only is in those seven. And as Rashi says, v'loy oynas achar, and any other oynas would not be be included in that count. And similarly, in the Mishnah Maseches Gittin that says Zu Achs Min Adrachim Sheshavu Gittin Nashim Shechuri Avadim, it's telling us it's only in this manner that Gittin Nashim are similar to Shechuri Avadim. However, Benegei the case of Imet Tnu Getzel Ishti V'Shtas Shechu Zel Adi the Chayzu Beget Ve'Ine Chayzu Beshuchra the Zachin Laladim Shloim Befanav, and therefore it's not similar in that manner, and that's why the Lashon Derech over there makes sense as well. And Rashi doesn't have to explain to us the reasoning behind Esrig, as over there certainly it was Esrig Shev Le'ilam Begimel Drachim Le'Arg B'Derech Echad, and therefore certainly there were two different Drachim over there, and that's why the Lashon Derech made a lot of sense. And similarly, B'Negei Akvi, where there are four different Mahalchim, and Yesh B'Drachim Shav L'Chaya, Yesh B'Drachim Shav L'Behema, Yesh B'Drachim Shav L'Chaya L'Behema, Yesh B'Drachim She'en Shav L'Chaya L'Behema, therefore, of course, the Lashon Derech over there makes a lot of sense. Think of the Lashon Derech as a Lashon of a road, and like we have two forks in a road, and therefore, anytime you have two different ideas and two different ways to go, Mishnayos will use a Lashon of Drachim instead of using a Lashon of Devarim. And the Gemara continues, Dekinamin, I'll bring your raya to my Yisoid and to my Teretz, and my differential between the Lashon of Drachim, the Lashon of Devarim, Diktani Sefer, because in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Benegei and Esrig, Rabbi Leza Imer, Rabbi Leza states, Esrig Shavu Ilan Chol Dova, that states that Esrig is similar to Ilan regarding all Dinim, and even regarding the Dinim of Maisa, and it uses Lashon Dova, because over there there is no difference between the Dinim of Esrig, and that's why it uses Lashon Dova, which is the proper Lashon to use when you're dealing with one idea and not dealing with the differential between two different ideas. Shema Minad is a very good raya to this idea and to the chiluk as to when a Mishnah will use Lashon Dvarim and when a Mishnah will use a Lashon Drachim. And in a moment we'll start a new Gemara, and the Ramban explains that up until this point the Gemara is actually not written by Ravina and Ravashi and was actually written by the Rabbanon Savroi that came at a later point than Ravina and Ravashi. And really Maseches Kedushin begins at this point where the Gemara starts Minyan Dereisha Lemutei Mai. And the Gemara continues that our Mishnah stated that Isha Niknas B'Sholish Drachim V'Koinis Atzma B'Shtrei Drachim, and therefore the Gemara asks Minyan Dereisha Lemutei Mai, the number that is brought in the Reisha, why does it say Gimel Drachim and what is it coming to exclude Minyan the Sefer Lemutei Mai, and what is the Minyan that's mentioned in the Sefer V'Koinis Atzma B'Shtrei Drachim coming to exclude? And the Gemara explains Minyan Dereisha Lemutei Chupa, that the Minyan that's mentioned in the Reisha is coming to exclude Chupa, that although you could be clean of your wife and you could make Kedushin using Kesef Shtar and Bia, however you can't use Chupa. And as Rashi says, she must reveal the Chupa l'shem Kedushin inim Kedushin b'kach, that if a father would give her over to Chupa to her husband l'shem Kedushin, it would not be a valid Kedushin, as Chupa is only a valid vehicle to use as an Nisuyin and only as the second and final part of a marriage and only based on a Nisuyin, and it can't be used as a kinyan for Kedushin. The Pnei Yeshua explains that since the Pasuk in the Torah says as beaten the Satelish Hazer, and therefore the standard Kedushin in the Torah is talking about a father giving over his daughter to Tana for Kedushin, therefore Rashi also over here says she must reveal the chuppah l'shem Kedushin ain't a mekudesh b'kach, and Rashi also discusses the case of a father that's giving over his Tana for chuppah. And just to point out that the Gemara just mentioned the concept of chuppah, and the Taisus Rid points out Pirish and Pirish Talisa Alel l'shem Kedushin, and we see that the Taisus Rid defines chuppah as spreading your talis over your wife. And of course there's a major machlekes in Rishonim as to exactly what is chuppah, and some say it is spreading the chuppah over the chassan and kala, while others say it's when they go into a yichud room, while others say it's even if you bring your wife into a room, and even if you're not misyach with her, that would also be considered chuppah. And there are many other pshatim in what chuppah is, and therefore when we have a chasnas, there are many minhagim that are done, some of them are, in order to be yoitza, the various opinions as to what chuppah is. And the Gemara is, Rav Huna da'ama chuppah koinu mikal v'chayma, and according to the sheet of Rav Huna, that will have a daf heyum and aleph, that will learn that you could use chuppah even for kedushin, and he'll learn this out of a kavachaymeh lemutei mai. Then you can't say that a mishnah that states ha'isha niklas b'shalosh drachim is coming to exclude chuppah, as chuppah is a vehicle that you can use for kedushin, and therefore what is the lashon of shalosh drachim coming to exclude? And the gemara states lemutei chalipin, that's coming to exclude the kinyan of chalipin, and as we know it is a kinyan called chalipin, which is also called a kinyan suda, and someone takes a handkerchief and transfers it to another party, and by transferring it to other party that causes whatever item that they're trying to be kinyan to be acquired by them. And of course there's a question as to whose keli and whose handkerchief this suda has to be, and there are some that hold that when you're doing a kinyan chalipin, the suda has to be the kelim shel kinyan and the kelim of the buyer, or in our case the kelim of the husband, who is the one that is considered the purchaser as he's being kinyan his wife. And according to others, the standard case of a kinyan chalipin and kinyan suda is that you use the kelim shel makna and the kelim of the seller. And in our case it would have to be the woman's handkerchief or the woman's keli in order to effectuate this kinyan. And our Gemara teaches us that the reason why the Mishnah says that Isha Niklas B'Shalosh Drachim is to tell us that klipin cannot work b'negei kedushin, and the Gemara explains that salkadet chamina, that one may have a habmina that hol v'gama kicha kicha mistei efrin, that since, as we mentioned, that bezem and olive, that the way that we know that kesef is a valid kinyan b'negei kedushin is from a gzeir shavu, the words kicha, that says b'negei avram when he purchased the sada from efrin, and also it says in the pasuk b'negei kedushin, as it says kicha kishisha, and mash sada mekani mechlipin, and therefore we would extend this and say that just like a sada could be acquired through chlipin, and as Rashi points out, that the pasuk in Ruah states by Yishlof Nalai or Shalof Ishnalai, and we see that they were able to be koina sada through the use of chlipin, af ishinam mekanim chlipin, and therefore b'negei a woman also, we should say that a kinyan chlipin should be a valid method of kedushin, kamashmon, and therefore Mishnah teaches us that a isha nikla b'shalosh drachim and only b'kesem b'shtar v'biya and not through chlipin. And the Gemara is that in a chenami it may be true that the Mishnah is saying a isha nikla b'shalosh drachim, it's coming lafuki chlipin, but why is it that the Mishnah doesn't hold that chlipin could work by kedushin? If l'chayr, it shouldn't be any different than the kinyan of kesef. And the Gemara answers, chalipin is no b'pach b'shar puta, since the kinyan of chalipin can work even if you use a keli that's less than a shar puta, as Rashi brings down from Maseches Bar Metzia that koinim b'kli afal pishen a shar puta, and v'isha b'pach b'shar puta lo mekanyan nafsha, and a woman will not agree to be makna herself with less than a shar puta. And as Rashi explains that daf gimel obeys the gnai ula, that it's an embarrassment and degrading tar if she'll accept kedushin for less than a shar puta, and therefore hilchach batal alteres chalipin b'kedushin, they will battle the whole concept of chalipin by kedushin. And even if Reuven gives Rachel a kli that's a shar puta and he gives it to her b'teres chalipin, it would not be a valid kinyan adiyav lo b'teres lashin kinyan oikicha oikedushin until Reuven gives her this kli that has a value of shar puta and he tells her that she be koina this kli or it should be a lashin kicha or a lashin kedushin. And in that case, it's working b'teres kesef and shav kesef, and therefore it would be a valid kinyan. And the mefarshim are bothered that l'chir, since the svar of the Gemara that chalipin doesn't work is because isha b'pachs b'shar puta loy mekanyan nafsha. So let's say Rachel agrees with Reuven that if he gives her a kli that's a shar puta, or even in a case where she agrees that if he gives her a kli that's less than a shar puta, that she'll be makna herself to him through a kinyan chlipin. So why should that not work if she clearly said that she's not makbid in this and it's not a gnai for her? And the Meiri explains that even if she would agree to this, it would not work because but l'daita eitzel kol adam, and l'chayr the teres of the Meiri only works if she actually accepted chlipin that was less than a shar puta. But l'chayr, let's say she agrees with her husband to accept chalipin that's more than shar puta, so l'chayr, why would that not work if l'chayr that would not be a gnai for her? And others explain that l'maisa, when the Torah says kicha kicha mistei efrain, it has to include a kinyan that would work in all cases, and since in the case where the kli would be less than a shar puta, that kinyan cannot work for an isha because of the svara of isha v'pachs b'shar puta loy mekanyan afsha. Therefore it can't be that the Torah was including the kinyan of chalipin when it says kicha kicha, and it must be that that's excluded from this gzeira shava, and the kinyan of chalipin doesn't work at all, and doesn't make a difference if the kli would be pachs b'shar puta, or if the kli is more than a shar puta, and it doesn't make a difference if the woman desires to do chalipin or not. It's not included in the entire gzeira shava. However, Ayin and Taisis on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where Taisis, based on a few questions, actually learns our Gemara differently based on the way Taisis learns our Gemara. He is not gerus to loshin nafsha on Daf Gimel Amud, and instead he is gerus in the Teretz of Gemara that isha pachas b'shar puta loy mekanya. And keep in mind that the Gemara is having that chalipin could work as a kinyan for kedushin is being according to the man that holds that chalipin is done b'keilu shel koina, and is even according to the man that says that chalipin is done b'keilu shel makna. And certainly if chalipin is done with keilu shel koina, and therefore the husband is using his kelim to be koina's wife, certainly it's a kiyum of kika chishisha. And even according to the man that says that you use keilu shel makna, and therefore you'd be using the kelim of the wife in order to make this acquisition. However, in a chenami, the actual suda is the wife's suda, but this kinyan is not based on kesef, and therefore it's actually irrelevant whose kelim it is that actually creates this kinyan, as ultimately the koin is the one that acquires the wife and acquires the object, and therefore it's still a kiyum of ki kachishisha. And also it's clear from the Rashi on Daf Gimel Beis that stated hilchach batla l'teres chalipin b'kedushin v'afilu b'kli sheyesh b'shar puta yavla b'lashin chalipin ad yavla b'tarish lashin kinyan akichai kedushin. And it's clear that this last point of Rashi is going according to the man Dama who hold that chalipin is done b'kelim shel koina, and therefore it's the husband's item that was more than shar puta. And if Reuven gave this kli to Rachel b'teres kedushin and b'teres kinyan kesef, it would be a valid kinyan, as of course as long as he gives his wife something that either kesef or shav kesef, it would be a valid kinyan and a valid kedushin. And the Gemara continues that in the sefer we stated b'koinis asma b'shtei drachim, and we asked before what is the minyan of the sefer coming to the mayit, and the Gemara explains minyan the sefer l'mutei chalitza, that the number that states in the sefer is coming to the mayit chalitza. And by an isha, the only two possible ways that she could be koina herself is only as the Mishnah states, begetta with Misa Zabal and not with Chalitza. And the Gemara continues and explains that Sachta Chamina tasted the Kavachim Yavama. One may have thought that you could learn based on the Kavachim Yavama that Chalitza should even work in a gay or regular woman, and my Yavama shouldn't yet to beget, yet to be Chalitza. And just like Yavama that can't use a get in order to go out from the Shemeres Yavam, she still could go out using Chalitza, Zusha Yitzah beget. So certainly, where a woman could go out with a get, and then she Yitzah beChalitza, therefore she would also be able to go out with Chalitza. Therefore, Mishnah states, V'koines Atzma B'shtei Drachim, to teach us that the only ways that a woman can go out from a marriage is either beget or v'misas habal, and not through Chalitza. And Rashi explains, how do we know that Yavama is any Yitzah beget? The Afilon Kamon, B'hai Pirkin, as we will learn later on Daf Yudal and Manav, that since B'negeya get Isha, the Pasuk says, V'chosav Law Sefer Krisis, and we learn out that the only time that a get works is only V'chosav Law, is only for a regular wife, however, it does not work for Yavama. Just to point out, if you look at the Gemara on Daf Yudalam Alav, the Gemara actually has a Havmin over there that we would actually learn this out from the Pasuk of Kachri Yasal Ish, Asher Lo Yivna Es Beis Achiv, and the Gemara's Havmin is that we learn out from the Pasuk of Kacha that the only way that Yavama is Muteres L'Shuk is only through Chalitza and not through a get. And ultimately, the Gemara goes away from that Pasuk and also goes away from the Pasuk that Rashi brings of the Chosav Law Sefer Krisis, V'loy Yavama, and the Gemara actually learns it from the Pasuk of Shal Fishnali, Ayin Sham, in the Gemara on Daf Yudalam Alav until the top of Daf Yudalam Beis. And our Gemara continues and asks for Imam Chinami that why do we say that a woman can't go out by using Chalitza if L'chari we have a Val Kavachayma? And the Gemara states, Amakra, Lemaisa, the Pasuk says in Kiseitse, when it speaks about Get, the Chosav Law Sefer Krisis, and we learn out Sefer Karsa that the only thing that could work for a woman is a Get itself, and nothing else could work for Get Isha, and then the only way that a husband could break the Krisis with his wife is only by using Get and not by Chalitza. And even though, of course, Misa Bal could work, but as the Gemara said previously, that Misa Bal is Min HaShemayim Hu D'Makri Lo, and it's not based on the husband doing an action, and therefore, of course, that's not included in the Pasuk of Chosav Law Sefer Krisis, and that's not excluded from that Pasuk. Our Gemara continues, B'Kesef, our Mishnah said that one of the three ways that you could be koyin your wife and you could do Kedushin is through Kesef. The Gemara asks Minolan and Rashi and that Beis Min Aleph, when the Gemara said B'Kesef Minolan states, Lav Hachaga Bayila El Kamon, that really the spot for this question is not over here on that Beis Min Aleph, but really in our Gemara on Daf Gimel and Beis. And the only reason why the Gemara brought it on that Beis Min Aleph is to answer the question of the Gemara as to why the Mishnah used the term of Isha Niknis instead of using the term of Isha Miskadeshes. And once again, in Rashi and Asagir, he says, Because of Minolan Hacha Ika, Ul El Agav Gregor Nakle, Latruzi Lashin Kinyan de Masnisin. And our Gemara continues, Visu, and I'll ask you another question. Hadithnan, we have a Mishnah Mesech Ksubis on that Mem Vavim Beis that states, Ha'av Zaka Yubita Bikrushel, Because of Bishtar Rabia, that a father could be Zecho in his daughter's Kedushin, either when she's a Tano or when she's Naira, and it doesn't make a difference if it's Kesef Ishtar or Rabia. And Rashi states, Zaka Yubita Isha Kesef Yeshaloi, that if Reuven goes over to Rachel's father and he gives her Kesef Kedushin, Rachel's father keeps that kesef and it's a valid kinyan. And number two, Rashi says v'hu mekabel ashtar, that he's the one that could be mekabel ashtar for his daughter. And number three, v'hu meisul biya kocha l'shem kedushin by the naira. And even though certainly, as we said earlier, that kedushin cannot be done al kocha, but while she's in naira, her father could give her over for biya to her husband, even if it's bal kocha. And Hagamar now asks, minol mekanya bekesef v'kesef davua. First of all, how do we know that kesef can work legabi a kinyan for kedushin, either for the woman herself when she's a gdoila, or when a father accepts kedushin for her while she's a naira oktana? Number two, how do we know when a father accepts kesef for her as a kedushin when she's a naira oktana that a father is able to keep that money? And the Gemara explains, Amar Yehuda Rav, Rav Yehuda says in the name Rav, the Amakra, as the pasuk states, "Binagei and Amar Ria, v'yotzeh chinam in kesef," that once she's a naira, she goes out free and she doesn't have to pay any kesef in order to be paid to herself. And therefore, we learn out in kesef adin zeh, although when Amar Ria goes out free from her master, she doesn't have to pay any kesef and she doesn't have to pay any money for redemption. However, there is kesef that will go to another adon of this woman when she goes out of his rishus, and that will be to her father when her father is mekabel kesef kedushin for her and he gets her married while she's still a ktana or naira, and at that point the kesef kedushin will belong to the father. And Rashi explains that since the pasuk could have said v'yotzechinim and it didn't have to say in kesef, therefore it's coming for a drasha and it's teaching us in kesef adon zeh kishyotzim imenu, aber yesh kesef adon acha kishyotzim imenu. And the Gemara continues, that maybe from this pasuk we can actually see that there is a concept of kesef by kedushin, but how do we know that that kesef will go to our father? Maybe that kesef will go to her. And as Rashi says, the pasuk doesn't say, kesef did hedik mina in kesef ladun zeh al yesh kesef ladun achar al hachidik mina l'chayyur the diuk should be as follows: in kesef yitziyazu there is no kesef that's exchanged during this yitziyah al yesh kesef yitziyah acheres. However, when this woman goes out in another situation, then there is kesef ulo only the dahava, and really the money should belong to Rachel. Gemara continues: hachi hashta avia mekabel kedusha dechsevas biten esatlish hazeh ve'ishakel kaspo. The Gemara says that doesn't make sense. If the Torah says that a father has the right to give over his daughter for Kedushin, then it must be that the Torah is giving him full rights over her, and therefore, just like he could give her over for someone, it must be that he has a right to get that kesef, and therefore, it can't be that when the Torah says, v'yatzach chinam en kesef, that the kesef Kedushin will go to the daughter, and it must be that the kesef Kedushin will go to the father. As Rashi states, v'i tishkol kaspa bitmiya, ef sheshal chinam zikoha kesef bekabalas kedusha, could it be that the Torah gave over the koyach to the father to marry off his child, and he will do that for nothing, and there won't be any financial benefit, and therefore it must be that the father is the one that receives the kesef kedushin and could retain the kesef kedushin as well, and the daughter doesn't receive it. And the Gemara continues that in the Mishnah Maseches Ksubos we stated that it doesn't make a difference if a woman is a ketana or naira, her father has the ability to marry her off, and her father will keep the kesef kedushin. And the Gemara now asks, "Ve'ema hanimi l'ketana v'lesel yavak kedushin?" That maybe the only time the Torah gave over the right to father to be mekadesh his daughter and accept the kesef kedushin on behalf of his daughter and marry her off is only b'negei ketana, because she's not a bar das and she doesn't have a yad to be mekabel kedushin. Avon naira d'isla yad l'kabel kedushin, but b'negei naira is already gedolah for everything else. And as Rashi states, "Min shaviyah shtei sarias gedolah l'chol davar l'chol ein shelo mamon shemekha mekachum emkara memka." Since she does have the ability to accept something and to be kind of something, l'chayr taktish ii nafsha v'tishkel kaspo, let her be mekadesh herself and let her keep her own kesef. And why is it that the kesef of naira goes to her father and the father is accepting her kedushin at all? The Gemara explains, although misvar, you're correct. However, lemaisa, this is a chiddush of the Torah. As Amakra, the pasuk says in Pasuk Matos, "Eile achikum hashetziva Hashemus Moshe ben Ishla Ishta ben Avlevitai ben Nureah beisavia." And we learn now, "Kol shvach nurim lavia." And Rashi explains, "Hachi darish lo." This is the way we explain the pasuk that calls man she ben Nureah, that at all times that this woman is still a naira, he shalavia, that she's still considered part of her father's home, and the kol shvach abola laviahu, that any shvach that she receives, that any benefit that she has, will belong to her father. The Gemara continues and asks, "Vela hadam rav huna rav," that lemaisa we have a memorum from rav huna in the name of rav, "minayin shemaisa abas la'av," that how do we know that the maisa yadayim of a naira belongs to a father? Shenema, as the pasuk says, "v'chiyim ka'ishas bita la'amah," when a father will sell his daughter as an amah. Rashi explains, "kray yaseiru," that the word la'amah is extra, and "v'darish lei bita harei k'loi ka'amah," and therefore we learn that a person's daughter is just like his amah, over bita naira shminan. And Rashi points out that this pasuk and this limud is talking about your daughter that's a naira, as if it would be talking about a ketana, that we wouldn't need a pasuk to teach us that, because Hashem is vuni mazbin law, maisi yadayim bayi, that certainly if a father could sell his daughter who's a ketana, then certainly he has a right to maisi yadayim, as of course if he doesn't have a right to a work product, he would not be able to sell a work product to her master. And therefore Gemara continues and says that the pasuk says as bita la'ama, and we compare a person's daughter while she's a naira to the din of amavriya, and ma amma maisi yadayim rabba, and just like b'negei and amavriya, certainly her work product and maisi yadayim go to her master. And the same is true in the Gea Naira, that all of her work product belongs to her father. And L'chayr, the Gemara is, "Tape Glein Mereo Beisavia," the L'chayr we just learned out from the Pasuk of Mereo Beisavia, that Kol Shvach Ne'urim Lavia. Clearly, this Pasuk is talking about a Naira, and still all of her Shvach and all her earnings go to her father, which of course includes her Maisi Adayim and her work product. And therefore, as Rashi states, by the fact that Rav Huna says in Rav that the only way that we know that Maisi Adayim of a Naira belongs to her father is from the Pasuk of Chiyumka Ishas Bita La'amo, so it must be when the pasuk says Benurah Beisavia, when it's talking about an adurim that a woman makes, it must not be coming to teach us this din of Kol Shvach Ne'urim La'avia. It must be that we use the words of Benurah Beisavia to teach us a din that's relevant to an adurim and has nothing to do with Kol Shvach Ne'urim La'avia. And therefore, the Gemara says that when the pasuk says Benurah Beisavia, El Ba'afarz Adurim Udachsiv, it must be that that pasuk is only talking about something to do with Ha'afarz Adurim and nothing to do with Maisi Adayim of a Naira. And that is why Rav Huna, in the name of Rav, couldn't learn the din of Maisi Adayim of a Naira from that pasuk. And Hachanami Ba'afarz Adurim Udachsiv, you can't tell me that we learned the din of a Kedushin of a Naira from the pasuk of Benurah Beisavia, which is discussing the din of Ha'afarz Adurim and not discussing Kedushin. Therefore, it can't be that the makar that a father has a right to the Kesa Kedushin of his daughter who's a Naira is from the pasuk of Benurah Beisavia. The Gemara continues, V'chitem Neil V'minei, maybe Inechanami, this is not what the pasuk is teaching us, and it's actually talking about Nedarim, but L'maisa we see that a father's right to be made for his daughters in the Dorim, even when she's a Naira, and therefore we should be able to learn the father of a Naira has the right to be Makabal, a Kesef Kedushin, and therefore we'll be able to retain that Kesef as well. The Gemara responds, Memayna Mesiru, Le Alfina, and you can't learn the Din of Kedushin from the Din of the Dorim, because we can't learn the Din of Kedushin, which is a Din Mamin, from Dinim, that in the Gay and the Dorim, which is a Din Isser. And the Gemara continues, and is, Vechitema, Nail of Mikdasa, Lechari, let us learn the Din of Kedushin from the Din of Knas, and as Rashi says, let us learn the Din of Kesef Kedusha, Mi Kesef Knasa, Sha'in is Opita, Levia, Chamishim Kesef, that we know if someone is Ma'ana, Suma Fata, a woman, that's a Katana or a Naira, they have to pay the father 50 Kesef. And once again, the Gemara answers, Memayna Mikdasa, Le Alfinan, that we can't learn a Din of Kedushin, which is a Din of Mamnis, from the Din of Knas by Inesumafata. And as Rashi explains, Shaknas Kule Chiddish, or Mechiddish Legaminan, that the whole concept of Knas is a Chiddish. From the Chiddish of Inesumafata, we can learn out to the Din of Kedushin, Vakati Kedusha Minolan Lavihavi, and how do we know that Kesef Kedushin belongs to a father, and that a father has the right to be Makabal Kesef Kedushin for a Naira? And the Gemara continues that even though you may be correct that you can't learn out from the Din of Knas of Inesumafata, but Vichite Menel from Beisha Begam, the Lechay we should learn out that there's a Din of Beisha Begam, that when someone is Ma'anis, a woman, that he has to pay Beisha Begam to her father, certainly that is not a Knas, and it's a Din Mamin, and therefore we should be able to learn a Din Mamin from a Din Mamin, and just like Benegeya Beisha Begam, it goes to the father, so we should also learn that even by a Naira, the Kesef Kedushin belongs to her father, and her father has the ability to accept Kedushin for a Naira. The Gemara answers, Shani Beisha Begam, Davu Shaykh Begabayu, that you can't bring a right from Beisha Begam, because by right, the father has a right to Beisha Begam, as Rashi says, Sheish Leidin Chelik Ben, Sheish Biyodi Levaisha Lepaygma, Bishvil Mamma Shidin Lai, because a father has a right to Mevaish or to Pagam his daughter based on the Mamma that's given to him, as the Bay Masla Manuvul Mukashkin, if he wants, he could go and get him married to a Manuvul Mukashkin, to have a Beisha Begam, which will cause a Beisha Begam, and therefore we see that he has ownership in her Beisha Begam, for on his Zesh, Abola, Mechsa Mamma Zesh, Zizla, Vlaik Bitsola Taivin, and now that this person was Ma'anasa, that caused the father the loss of Beisha Begam, as the father will no longer be able to marry off so quickly based on the fact that this person was Ma'anasar and she's no longer a Basula. The Gemara continues and goes back to its original Limud, as the Gemara wants to learn out from the Pasuk of Yatza Chinam in Kasef, and we want to learn that in Kesef Adun Zeh, Al Vayesh Kesef Adun Acher, Uman Niyu Av, the Gemara had an issue with this Limud, as maybe we could say when the Pasuk says Vayatza Chinam in Kasef, it's telling us that there's no Kesef in this Yitziah, but when there's another Yitziah, then there would be Kesef, and that Kesef would belong to her and not necessarily to her father. But our Gemara continues and says, El Mistavro Dechika Mamayit, Yitziah de Kavosa Kamamayit, and as Rashi explains at the bottom of Amid, El Oilam Mikro Kama de In Kesef Adin Zenafka, really the Limud that a father accepts Kesef Kedushin for his Naira, and he keeps that Kesef, is learned out from the Pasuk of Yatzachinim and Kesef, or the Kashalacha Ve'im Lidora, and even though we had a question that maybe she should keep the Kesef Kedushin, Mistavro de Lavia, it makes sense that a father will keep that Kedushin, Dechika Mamayit, Yitziah's Irisim, Medin Yitziah's Amavria, as when the Gemara is making comparison between the Yitziah of Irisin and the Din of Yitziah's Amavria, Ubaloyma Kanin Kesef, Al Yitziah's Irisin Yesh Kesef, and telling us that Benegayan Amavria, there's no Kesef. However, by Yitziah's Irisin, there is Kesef, is comparing two exact points. And just like Benegayan, the Din of Amavria, when it says there is no Kesef, it means that there is no Kesef that's going to transfer from the woman's hands to the Adon, and the Adon would actually keep that money. And therefore, when discussing the Yitziah that occurs by Irisin, we're also referring to the money that's going to transfer from the husband to the person that she's going out of that person's rishus, and of course that's the father, because up until now she was in the rishus of her father, and now she's going out of the rishus of the father, and therefore that kesef will belong to the father, and the kesef will not belong to the naira. The Gemara continues that if you're going to say that this miyat is talking about a yitziah de kavasa and has to be similar to the yitziah of an amavria from the rishus of her adon, the lechira b'loy damya hayitziah lahayitziah, the yitziah of an amavria from her adon is not similar to the yitziah of a naira from her father, as Hassan Afkal Mishus Adon Lagami, as over there, she's going out of Rishus Adon completely, and the Adon has no more shaykhs to this woman at all. And Vahacha bin Agay, the Yitziah of a Naira from her father Rishus, when she gets married, Akata Mechzer Mesir Lechopo, even though she had Kedushin, but she still did not have Chopo. And as Rashi says, that Akata Lenafka Mishus Da'av, Lemaisi Adel, Li Rishasa, Achi Tikonis Lechopo, even though the father gave over this Naira for Kedushin, but Lemaisi, the father still has rights to her Maisi Adayim and to Yerusha, and therefore it's not similar to the actual Yitziah of an Amaria. And therefore, if you're telling us that when the Torah says V'yatzachinam in Kasev, we're trying to compare the case of the Amaria leaving her Adon to a similar scenario where Naira is leaving her father's house, L'chayr, in reality, they're not similar. And the Gemara answers that Bafaraz and Dar, Mi and Nafkala Mirshusei, Lemaisa, this Naira, once she has Kedushin, is considered out of her father's Rishus, at least B'negei HaFaraz nedarim, as Rashi says, she'ini yochel lahafel uvadai, that at this point a father cannot be made for a har nedarim by himself. He has to join together with her husband in order to be made for har nedarim. As the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Maseches Nedarim, Nayim Rasa, when there's a Naira who's already had Kedushin, Avio Bailu Mefir Nedarah, then the father can't be made for har nedarim by himself, and the husband can't be made for har nedarim by himself. There must be a joint hafaras nedarim between the husband and the father, and since she considered that she went out of her father's shoes, Penegei hafaras nedarim, therefore it is a valid comparison to compare a Naira who has Kedushin to the case of a Naira who goes out from her Adin, and therefore we can say that when the Pasuk says, V'yatzachinim en kasef, it's telling you when you go out of the Adin's house, then the Adin doesn't receive any money. However, when you go out of your father's rishus, and your father will receive money, and he does accept, and he could keep the kasef Kedushin, and we will stop over here.